sports investors. How are you doing today?
Welcome back to the famed Rothstein Sports Investing Show, where we discuss the fuss about getting to the bag through sports investing and sports wagers. I am your beloved host, famed Rothstein, a.k.a. Michael Snackson, a.k.a. Bay O. Wolf, a.k.a. Malcolm Excellence, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, and today is Friday, June 9th, 2023. It is about 2:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in the beautiful, lovely Queen City, a.k.a. the Republic of Cincinnati. That makes it about 11:16 a.m. Pacific Time and about, 17 minutes after 8 a.m. in Hawaii. But regardless of where you're listening to us from, thank you for listening. Welcome back to the show. Now, before I continue, I just want to remind you that if you feel you have a gambling problem, please do not listen to this show. Please contact your state or your local Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, and hopefully they can get you the services you feel you need, because on this show, we discuss sports investing through sports wagering, and we don't want to be any triggers, any negative behaviors for you. So please contact your local or your state Gamblers Anonymous Association hotline, or you can visit www.gamblersanonymous.org. And hopefully they can get you on the path to the straight and narrow. But those of you who remain, you will become profitable sports investors. But yesterday we did it. You know, yesterday on the podcast, we were 1-2. The two we lost the hockey game. We said it would go over 6, and the final score was only 3-2. Now the series tally is 2-1 Vegas over Florida. Okay, and then we also said we had the Cubs on the money line in Los Angeles, and Reed Detmers got at us. You know, Cubs lost 3-1. You know, and then the one we won, oh wow, we had the Braves on the run line, -1.5 against the Mets. You know, old ass Justin Verlander, you know, but the Braves were up 3-0, then they were down a bunch. And then, you know, what was that? Marcell Ozuna, walk-off home run, 3-run homer in the bottom of the 10th after a home run. Arcia, or whatever his name is. I think that's who it was. Tied it up at 10. But I digress. We don't dwell on wins. We don't dwell on losses. We keep going. And I've got three more for us today. Three props. I'm just going to give you a heads up. Tomorrow, I don't know if we'll be available. Sunday, we will. But Sunday, I don't. Tomorrow, I don't know. If we do, it'll just be audio. If you don't know, there is a video version out right now of today. So we got audio and video for you today, all right? But let's start with our first game of the day. At 7:05 p.m. Eastern, all times Eastern on the famed Rothstein Sports Investing Show. We've got the Kansas City Royals at the Baltimore Orioles, okay? All these are props today, okay, folks? We got Daniel Lynch of the Royals starting 0-1 with a 4.35 ERA, 10 innings pitched, 1.45 whip, okay? I like those numbers as being a guy who likes to give it up. So that's why we're going to take Adley Rutschman of the Orioles to get over 1.5 total bases. And that's +135. So apparently the odds makers don't like something about Adley's game against them. But that shit was in the past. It's only three at-bats. All right? We're going to take Adley Rutschman for over 1.5 total bases at +135 odds. Then the second game... Okay, 8:10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to Chicago. On the south side, though. We got Luis Arraez. I'm sorry. We got Dylan Cease of the White Sox starting. And let me see. I don't have his stats up. I should have had them up. I apologize. Let me just look at him real quick. It won't take but a second, folks. Anyway, how y'all doing? Everybody all right? Won't take but a second to look this up. Here it comes. Hope everybody's healthy and doing well. Winning. That's what I mainly want you to do is win. That's why you're here. Because Rothstein helps you win. Huh? But yeah, Dylan Cease of the White Sox. He's 3-3 with a 4.63 ERA this year. Okay. But against Luis Arraez, he has a 263 batting average in 19 at bats. One ribby. Now that sounds like a decent sample size, but you gotta remember, Luis Arraez doesn't even have 500 major league at bats, and somehow he's hitting 400 very late in the year. I mean, he's raking. So that's why I think that trend, him against C stops today. And we're going to take Luis Arraez over 1.5 total bases. And that is -110 odds, all right? -110 odds for Luis Arraez. And then the last game, 8:40 p.m. Eastern, first pitch. You got the White Sox, or you got the Colorado Rockies hosting the San Diego Padres. Austin Gomber is the starter for the Rockies, and he's 4-4 with a 6.99 ERA and a 1.64 whip. You know that shit is way too damn high for us not to find somebody on the Padres to rack him. And we found one. And he goes by the name of Fernando Tatis Jr. Or, as Harold Letterman of boxing would say, Fernando Tatis Jr. Okay? But I digress. Listen. Now, Tatis is 0-3 against him in lifetime, but, you know, you can talk all the shit you want about PEDs and steroids. Coors Field in and of itself is a steroid and a PED, all right? So I think that Tatis going to blast him. That's, and so do the odds makers. That's why they got Tatis getting over 2.5 total bases for even money, all right? Tatis over 2.5 total bases for even money, all right? So let's recap. 7:05 p.m. Eastern, we got the Kansas City Royals at Baltimore. We're taking Baltimore's Adley Rutschman to get over 1.5 total bases for +135 odds, all right? Then at 8:10 p.m. Eastern, you got the White Sox hosting the Marlins. We're going to take the Marlins' Luis Arraez to get over 1.5 total bases for -110 odds, all right? And then at 8:40 p.m. Eastern, you got the Rockies hosting the San Diego Padres. We're going to take the Padres' Fernando Tatis Jr. to get over 2.5 total bases for even money, +100, all right? So there you have it. You got plenty of time to get online, get in line, and get to the bag. And you know the show's motto, if there's games to be played, there's money to be made. Like I told you, I don't know about tomorrow, but Sunday we'll definitely be back. If we hear it tomorrow, there will be a audio only, all right? But, yeah, let's go get our action in. But in the meantime, let's hook up if we're not already on social media. My Twitter is at Biggie Rothstein, B-I-G-G-I-E-R-O-T-H-S-T-E-I-N. And don't forget to like, subscribe, sign up for notifications, leave comments on the Betting Public Sports Show on YouTube. There's a video up there, same show today, but it's on video as well. Okay, I don't know why I felt like double dipping. All right, but there you have it. Let's go get our action. Let's be safe, let's be courteous, and we'll be back tomorrow to talk about it. But until then, folks, be well. Peace.